From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. And on this day, Attorney General Janet Mills says she might sue Governor Paul LePage over money he has not released to her office. And Maine's U.S. senators weigh in on whether a Senate office building should be named for Senator John McCain. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The state attorney general's office says the LePage administration is violating state law by refusing to release nearly $5 million that the governor's office owes for legal expenses provided to nine state agencies. The dispute, like many others in state government lately, could end up in court, but the current conflict comes as Republican Governor Paul LePage is trying to advance a slate of bills designed to overhaul Maine's child welfare system. Officials with the AG's office, including AG Janet Mills, who's running to replace LePage, say the governor's obstinance could hurt the very child welfare system he says he's trying to improve. Steve Missler has more.
The latest battle between LePage and Mills follows a long and familiar pattern. Mills is a Democrat, LePage is a Republican, and the governor has repeatedly said the state's top law enforcement officer and lawyer is overly partisan, often because she has refused to defend what are arguably the governor's own partisan legal pursuits. But in May, LePage escalated this years-old battle by informing Mills in a letter that he doesn't like how her office bills his administration for the legal services it does provide. And on Monday, the AG's office dragged the simmering billing dispute into public view.
At the governor's direction, there are nine state agencies that have failed to pay nearly $5 million in legal services.
Kirsten Figueroa, the administration services chief for the AG's office, told the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee that the governor was directing state agencies not to reimburse the AG for legal services. Her testimony came as lawmakers were reviewing five emergency bills submitted by LePage to make changes to the state child welfare system, prompting Republican State Representative Deb Sanderson of Chelsea to question the relevance of the billing conflict.
This testimony isn't on the merit of these bills.
But Figueroa went on to explain how the billing conflict is affecting the very child welfare system that the governor says needs an upgrade. The AG's office assists the state's child welfare office. If a child protection case ends up in court, the state's assistant attorneys general are effectively the child's lawyers. Figueroa says her office handles between 4,000 and 5,000 cases each year for the roughly 1,800 kids in state custody. And she says the governor's refusal to reimburse the AG's office means the agency is running out of money.
And so the real impact is not being able to support the services that you're talking about improving. So there would be a step back in the role that the attorney general's office would be able to play, which nobody wants.
LePage, in letters to the AG's office, says he wants more transparency in the agency's billing. In May, he wrote that he wants time increment invoices, essentially an hourly breakdown. He also wrote that the state agencies he controls won't pay their legal bills until the AG's office provides his preferred method of billing. But the AG's office says LePage can't legally withhold payments. During a campaign event in Portland Tuesday, Attorney General Mills, who was in a four-way race to replace LePage, questioned the governor's fiscal prudence and whether his long-standing grudge against her is undercutting the state's child welfare system under scrutiny following the deaths of two young girls last year. She also drew a sharp contrast between the new spending that the governor wants for child welfare protection and his refusal to pay for legal services for children in the state's care.
You know, $21 million to improve child protection is a great idea, but if you're not paying $30,000 a quarter for just for basic travel and operational expenses, then it's penny wise, pound foolish.
Mills says the time increment billing the governor wants is actually more expensive than the type her office currently provides. She also says it's cheaper than the governor's frequent use of a private attorney, Patrick Strawbridge, at taxpayers' expense.
Our legal services amount to about $50 an hour. Compare that with Mr. Strawbridge's hourly rates, probably $250, $350 an hour. We're a good deal for the state of Maine. There's no reason not to pay the bill.
Mills also used the dispute to question whether her primary rival in the gubernatorial race, Republican Sean Moody, would continue LePage's track record of refusing to execute routine government procedures for political purposes. Mills stopped short of saying she'll take the governor to court, but her office has already sent a delinquency notice to LePage's finance chief. A spokesman for the finance office says the administration will respond to that notice soon. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine's two senators say they support a proposal to rename the Russell Senate Office Building for Arizona Senator John McCain, who died on Saturday. The idea is getting support on both sides of the aisle, especially because of the history surrounding the man for whom the building is currently named. But as Mel Leary reports, other options to honor McCain are also under consideration.
Independent Senator Angus King appeared on CNN Tuesday morning to talk about the legacy of Senator John McCain, whom King has called the very definition of a patriot. Among other things, King was asked about a proposal to change the name of the oldest Senate office building in McCain's honor. King served as a Senate staffer in the 1970s.
As a staff member, this was called the old Senate office building, or affectionately we referred to it as the old SOB, and I can't imagine a more appropriate place to put John McCain's name.
King says it's appropriate because the Senate Armed Services Committee meets in the building, a committee McCain chaired for many years. In a written statement, Republican Senator Susan Collins said renaming the building after John McCain would certainly be one way to honor his legacy. But she went on to say she wants Senate leaders to work together to find an appropriate way to pay tribute to McCain. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced he'll form a bipartisan panel to consider other ideas as well, including renaming the Senate Armed Services Committee room after him. King says there may be other reasons to consider renaming the Russell Office Building.
I think it would be a great tribute to John McCain. And you know, sometimes you do change the names of buildings to make them more current, and I think it would be a living memorial, the work that goes on here, and perhaps occasionally remind us of what our obligations are.
What neither of Maine's two senators are bringing up directly is the simmering opposition to keeping longtime Georgia Democratic Senator Richard Russell's name on the 110-year-old building. The opposition is based on Russell's long fight to preserve racial segregation, using his mastery of Senate rules to block civil rights bills from even getting a vote. He fought integration in the military and in federal government agencies. He even went as far as proposing legislation that would encourage blacks to move out of the South. A previous attempt to change the name failed in 2003. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.